Hello, and welcome to Truth Talk, a place where we share God's Word in very practical ways to strengthen, encourage, and guide you on your own journey so you live and enjoy your life. I believe that God's Word is powerful. I believe that His Word can deliver to you all those things that you desire. Provision, protection, security, a total sense of well-being. His word can even transform you and empower you to touch other lives. Once again, good morning and welcome to Truth Talk. My name is Ijeoma Anyanwu, just in case you are joining for the first time. Good morning, good morning, good morning. His call to glory. You are welcome. You are welcome. So you are welcome. So we've been talking about love. And may I start by saying Happy Valentine. Today is that great day. Valentine. Happy Valentine. To tell you the truth, for a long time I wasn't even mindful of anything called Valentine because the kind of work I do, we don't think Valentine, we are only thinking about getting souls into the kingdom. So it took me a while to get adjusted to all this Valentine. Like I said, it's a good thing to have that one day of the year where people become intentionally aware, you know, of loving each other. And for me, I think Valentine is not just, I mean, in the world, people look at Valentine now, like, when they think of Valentine, it's only thinking of love, you know, lovers, romance, but I think Valentine is just that time also to remember that it's important to love ourselves, okay? Doesn't need to be just be thinking romantic love, which is good, but often, if not managed well and in the right context, can lead to so much havoc. A lot of the havoc we see around comes in the name of what we are calling love. But like I said, love is very, very important. And like I was saying yesterday, we all need love. We all need to be loved. We all need to be loved. And I guess that's why the issue of Valentine is so important, because every man, every woman wants to be loved and feel loved. And feel loved. It's not enough to say, I love you, you know, to hear it. Some people want to actually feel it. Not even some. We all want to feel it. We all want to be sure that this is love. And I said yesterday that the kind of love that we are looking for as humans, that we actually need, we can't find any other place except in God. We can't. And that's why we keep searching, we keep doing all kinds of things, because we are looking for this love. And I said yesterday, I believe that God reserved that right to love us for Himself, that privilege to love us like that for Himself. So that's why people search all over. They can't find that kind of love, the kind of love that makes you feel secured, that makes you that empowers you, the kind of love that brings peace and well-being, the kind of love that you can receive without anxiety, you know, about, okay, what am I expected to give in return? Because that's the kind of love the world offers. You know, I give you and you have to reciprocate, as in you must give me something in return. So to find the kind of love where I just receive it without thinking about What am I going to have to pay for this? It's awesome. And I said, that love you only find in God, because God is love. You know, the Bible says that even while we were ungodly, we were not even thinking about Him, He loved us. And that's why there's nothing you can do to make God love you more. And there's nothing you can equally do to make Him love you any less. He just made up His mind to love us. And it's that same love that made Him to give up His Son Jesus to a people who were hostile to Him, who were completely uninterested, ungodly. He sent His Son to die. I like what John said in 1 John, in one of his letters. He said, the love we are talking about is not my love for God. No. He says, we are talking about God's love for us. That love that made Him send His only begotten Son to die for our sins. He said, that's the love we are talking about. Because that's the love that heals. That's the love that empowers. To tell you the truth, a lot of us are doing so many things to us, we are to ourselves. We are going through so much unpleasant, you know, situations, circumstances, just because that love, that of that love deficit somewhere along the line, and I don't know, often it's in our backgrounds, you know, somewhere along the line, people we loved or people we expected to love us betray that trust, and we grew up with this pain, and through our lives we find ourselves just looking for that someone to fill that void. You see, young girls, most of the time, who were not grown up in an atmosphere of love, going all out looking for, I mean, just any guy who says, hey girl, you're so pretty, I love you. You know, I know guys, most of the time it's just here. So wow, women, it's all about the feelings. The guy just says, get what he wants, and he's off. So because there's this deficit, you find young ladies looking for this love everywhere. And as a result, in that quest to bring that healing, that sense of fulfillment, they encounter more problems. Why? Because they are looking in the wrong places. The scripture says God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. God is love. You can't get anyone to love you like God loves you. His love empowers. Let me read something that Paul wrote to the Ephesian church. In Ephesians 3 and verse 17, he says, may Christ, through your faith, actually dwell deep, settle down, abide, make His permanent home in your hearts. And then he said, may you be deeply rooted in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power to be strong, to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and height and depth of it? That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, and may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. Another version says that you might be full with the fullness of God, that you might be empowered. I think that's the thing I love about the God's love. It empowers. It empowers. You know, human love, there's a way when someone loves you, there's that sense of you are feeling almost, how is it, that, is it compulsion?
you are feeling like in a place where you are owing somebody. You know, because something tells you this person, you know, would love me to do something. You know, he or she, I don't know how to explain it. God's love liberates. It doesn't put you in that place where you are feeling like, okay, what can I do now to pay this person back? What can I do now to show this person too that I appreciate what he's doing? What can I do now? Of course, when you love God, the desire to be what he wants you to be comes out of that liberty. I don't know how to explain this. Like I said yesterday, one of the first things that I appreciated when I gave my life to Jesus was that deep sense of security. Was just being in that place where, for the first time, I wasn't feeling obligated to do anything in exchange for somebody being affectionate to me. I wasn't feeling that stress, that strain. You know, I don't know about you, that pressure. I don't like pressure. I don't like being in a place where I'm feeling pressure to do something. I don't like that feeling. I like to do things because this is what is coming out of the overflow of my heart. Not because I'm feeling pressured. You know, when you are pressured to do something, you don't really want to do it, but you are just doing it because, well, let me just do this thing. You remember the story of Samson and Delilah? You know, she wanted to know the strength of this Samson. Why is this man so strong? You know, and she kept asking him, what's the source of your strength? What's the source of your strength? And he didn't want to tell her. This thing is a secret. But she kept disturbing him. And the Bible says that when he could stand it no more, he tried to trick her. You know, the woman did not give up. She didn't give up until eventually, out of complete exhaustion, complete distress, the man had to tell her. You know how, I don't know, you know how that thing feels? When somebody is pressuring you to the extent where he's like, okay now. God's love does not do that to us. It does not. It does not pressure you. Human beings, you know, when people love, there is this pressure sometimes. Not all the times, but most of the times. Especially if it's not coming from that God, if it's not that God, godly love. There's this pressure. You don't want to, but you just have to. That's one of the differences about this love. To the contrary, God's love empowers you. Look, when you know that God loves you, nothing matters anymore. You don't just care. You know, when you are looking for love, you will do things because you are hoping that somebody will see it and say, hey, this is so good. Oh, somebody will say something nice about you and make you feel so special. You know, that's why you are doing the things. But when you come to that place of understanding that God loves me, I am accepted by God. I am approved by God. When you do things, you are not doing it anymore because you are looking for somebody to commend you, to praise you, to affirm you. If it comes, thank God. If it doesn't come, I did it because I knew it was the right thing to do. There's liberty in that, don't you think? I love that liberty. I love the liberty that I can do things not because I'm pressured. I do them because I want to do it. It's the right thing to do. That's what God's love does. That's what His love does. I like how is it TPT describe His love. He says that God's love is astonishing. He said to know the magnitude of this astonishing love in Christ. To know its dimension. That was still the prayer of Paul in that way I read in Ephesians 3. He said God's love is deep. It's intimate. Far reaching. It is endless. Some of us are looking for endless love. You are looking for a human being who will die and you are expecting endless love. Can you see the fallacy? Looking for endless love in a human being. Even marriage. You say till death do us part. So when death happens, that love Otto, it's finished, you know. But God's love unending, because God himself has no end. Paul said his love is beyond measurement. It transcends our understanding. How can you explain how people were not loving him, ungodly, uninterested, and he sent his son to die for us in that condition? You know, when somebody does something good, it's understandable that, okay, let me reciprocate for this good this person has done. But when people are wicked, as in they don't even like you, they are fighting, hostile, and you still came and sent your son to die, it is beyond our understanding. It's extravagant. You know, extravagant. Yeah, my goodness. You know, when you know somebody is extravagant, even the dressing, just see things that are not even necessary. When you say somebody is extravagant, just full of things, just my goodness. Just when you have a house and you decide, I want to have 5 more. Something that should just be maybe just the car. Say, no, I need to have like 6. I need to. That's the way Paul is describing this love of God, as he gives beyond what is necessary. That's God's love. Ah, how I wish we would understand this love. Because I know that, like I said, a lot of things we are doing, we may not know it, but it comes from that love we are looking for. That love we never knew when we were growing up. For some reasons, you know, somebody violated us, mistreated us, betrayed us, and so we are still looking. But I'm here to tell you that seek no more. Look no further. God is the one you are looking for, because God is that love you seek. Only he can give you that sense, that meaning you are looking for, that sense of well-being you are seeking. Only God can give you that security you are looking for. Only God can give you that sense of worth. You can find it only in God. When God comes in, he makes you begin to see that you have worth. That's why the prostitute comes in and she realizes she doesn't need to do these things again, because she sees that I am a person of worth. Because a lot of the negative things we do is because of that mindset. We think we are worthless. We think we are nobodies. But God's love shows us that no, you are somebody. You are so precious that I sent my only son to die for you. You are worth more than silver and gold. Some of us tolerate the things we tolerate in some relationships because we think, you know, at least this person is still loving you. If you are tolerating somebody, that's not love. That's not love. That's not love. You are still caged. God's love liberates. It liberates you. Because he makes you to understand, my daughter, my son, you are precious. You are loved. So even when we serve him, we are not serving him because if I don't serve him now, he's going to do. No, it's my response, my free choice, that this is the way I want to respond to you. And he doesn't compel you. He loves it that you say, Father, I want to be a part of what you are doing. But it's not like if you don't do it now, you're going to die and go to hellfire. No. If you can give your life to Christ and decide not to serve him, good. When you die, you still go to heaven. You may not get the rewards others are getting for the things that they do for him, but he's not going to disqualify you because you didn't do this for me. You didn't. No. That's his love. When you come to him, all he's saying, look at what I've done. Look at this. Look at that. Come and enjoy it. May the Lord help us to understand his precious love for us. As we celebrate Valentine, let's celebrate the love of God. Let's celebrate this amazing God who loved us in spite of and continues to love us in spite of. Because even when we come to him, we still do some things. Because many of us, there's still this fear factor. Hey, fear of this, fear of that. You know what? When you get rooted, that was why Paul was praying this prayer. He said, when you become rooted and grounded, and then when you go further, he says, and to the one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. When you get rooted in the love of God, fear has no hold. Because right then you are trusting in that power that his love gave you to do the things you need to do. You don't do anything again because, oh, I'm afraid of his judgment. No. As children of God, God's judgment is not part of what we think about. No. The Bible says his love, God's love, frees us from all of that. When we know that we are loved by God, there is no judgment for us. Judgment is that fear of punishment. But when you have been reconciled to Christ, he's not thinking of punishing you. No. All he wants is to love you, is to make you feel whole, is to make you the best version of yourself. Once again, let's celebrate his love. And I pray for you, really, as you move into this day, that like Paul prayed for the Ephesians, that you may know this love, the breadth, the depth, the length, the height of it. This love that surpasses all human understanding. That we may all continue to know this love more and more. Because the truth is, no matter how long you know God, the love, you keep knowing it each day. Every time he does something, it's like, wow. He keeps wowing you, you know? Like somebody who loves his dear wife, he just wants to wow her. God is super abundant above that. This morning, my husband, you know, before he left, he gave me a card, gave me a gift. And I was like, oh, it's Valentine. Oh, thank you. That's a husband loving your wife. And the Bible says God's own is extravagant.
As in, he did waste the love. He just did waste time. Waste it on us.
That you may know this love. And abide in this love. And thrive in this love. So that you can be the best version of yourself. Liberated to live for God. Amen. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. Thank you for your love, Father, that you poured in our hearts. This love that you demonstrated when you sent your son Jesus to die for us. This great, astonishing love of yours. This deep, intimate, far-reaching, endless love, inclusive love. Father, thank you for this love. I pray for your son, for your daughter out there, who is in that place where God, they've been seeking for this love. They've been wanting to be loved. They may have even known you, but there is still that mindset of, I need this love. But I pray for each of them this morning that they may know and understand that you love them, that they are already abiding in that love, that love is already surrounding them beyond human understanding. And I pray, Father, that they continue to grow, know this love and continue to be deeply rooted, established in this love until they begin to live the life that you came for us all to live. Oh, Father, I pray that we may know this love more and more each day. That this love will empower us, because that's what it does. That we'll be empowered by this love, not by fear, not by anxiety, not by a desire to be seen by men, but that we'll be empowered by your love, that we truly live, oh God, and be who you want us to be, and do those things you've created us to do.
that will be truly liberated. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Thank you for doing exceedingly abundantly above what I've asked this morning, according to your power that is at work in us. In Jesus' name, amen. And I know all of us here right now, probably you have already encountered Jesus. But for you who may just come across this video and you've not known this love, you say, look, I want to know this love. There's nothing difficult. We all did that. Just asking Jesus to come into your heart. And if you are ready, I just pray with you right now. You just stumbled on this video and you heard this and you're like, wow, I'm interested in that love. Can you just say with me, Heavenly Father, thank you for your son Jesus. I believe he's your son. I believe he died for my sins. And I believe that he was raised from the dead. Father, thank you for forgiving me for all my sins. I receive your forgiveness in Jesus' name. I hand over my life to you. Be the Lord of my life. Take over, Father, and let me know you more and more. In Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have prayed that prayer, you have positioned yourself to be a recipient of this great love, and you will not regret it. So, thank you so much for joining in this morning. I appreciate you. His call to glory. Thank you. Thank you for joining in. The Lord bless you. Do have a blessed day. May the love of God, the peace of God surround you today in all that you do. In all that you do. May you know him more and more and find peace. Whatever it is that you desire today, I say to you, the Lord grant that to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you all and prosper you in all your ways. In Jesus' name. So this is Ijeoma Anyanwu again saying thank you so much for joining in. And see you again tomorrow by the grace of God at the same time. Bye for now.